Yes, my family is multilingual. My father is Ndebele and my mom is Shona. So it was important in our family that both cultures are represented, so we had to speak in both languages.
What do you think that experience taught you with going forward with, learning Chinese?
It taught me that every culture is important because, as human beings, we tend to put our own cultures before other cultures, and the differences in the cultures have to be taken with the same seriousness. Like Ndebele and Shona are from the same country, but they have differences, and we have to pay attention to both of them. So it taught me to be respectful to other cultures.
Tell us a little about your speech in the General Assembly.
Okay, so our group was talking about the climate change, and most of my group mates were talking about clean energy, and I chose to talk about biodiversity and its effect on our ecosystems and the effect on climate change, because in Zimbabwe it's a very important issue right now, where our animals are the pride of our country. Our biodiversity is the pride of our country, and it's under attack. So I was talking about the main issue being poaching and what the government has done and what we need to do moving forward. We need to promote our country. We need to get more people to come over and appreciate what's there so that we can all be more invested in protecting it.
Thank you. And in China, do you get to promote Zimbabwe or get to talk about your country to your fellow students?
Of course, yeah. Recently at my university, Jiangsu University, we had a culture day, and it was an awesome day. We talked about our cultures, we represented our cultures, we performed, we did a lot of stuff. So any chance I get, I would love to. Yeah.
Tell us, what is it like living in China?
At my university, there are actually quite a number of Zimbabwean students, so the transition is quite easy. But I didn't start there. I started in Shanghai, and in my class, when I started, I was the only African student there. And it was a little hard, but I also have family in China, so it was easier. But it doesn't make the change. It's really hard, like the food. But after a while, you really come to appreciate how amazing it is by just how different it is.
And speaking of amazing experiences, what was it like being at the United Nations as a winner of this competition?
I'm still trying to come to terms with it. I'm still trying to convince myself that this is happening, that I'm not imagining it, because I remember when I walked into the General Assembly, I had to take a moment, because it's something that if someone had told you was going to happen like months or years ago, you'd have been surprised and told them they're crazy. But I'm here, and it's totally mind-blowing, more than I ever expected.
And finally, what are your plans for the future? I know you're studying engineering. What do you intend to do? Any idea yet?
Yes, actually, engineering is, an important field. I'm doing chemical engineering, and I think I want to play an important role in finding ways to resolve problems that we have in terms of, food shortages and chemical. Nowadays, there are a lot of chemical weapons or chemical, things that are like against humanity, and I would like to work for the good team. Yeah.
So it sounds like we'll be seeing you back at the UN at some point.
I hope so. Yeah, that's the plan.